And now, Ask the Chief with Tim James.
You could say it's Photo Radar 2.0. Starting this summer, cameras at intersections across BC will take your picture if you're speeding, and you'll get a ticket in the mail. But just how fast do you need to go for that flash to go off? Apparently, it's well over the posted limit, but what is well over? This week on Ask the Chief, we're speaking with Delta Police Chief Neil Dubord, who is also the chair of BC's Traffic Safety Committee. So, Neil, do you know the speed you need to be going over the limit to set off one of these cameras?
You know, no, we don't at this point in time. We do know that, obviously, anyone over the speed limit could potentially have a picture taken. But if you're referring specifically to the tolerance level of sort of when the ticket will be issued, at this point in time, we don't have any confirmation of what that may be.
And do you have any recommendations for what that threshold should be?
You know, basically, I think every road is different and has to be looked at in relation to the geographics of the road itself. So it's difficult for me to be able to say exactly what that tolerance level should be, depending on where the camera is taking the picture.
But maybe let's go back to when you were on patrol, say in Edmonton, your former department. Was there a certain threshold for you to care if somebody goes speeding by? I imagine it wasn't, you know, just 1 or 2 kilometers over the speed limit, a little bit more than that, I imagine.
Certainly, there has been lots of police departments or police agencies that work with a threshold, and that threshold typically might be 10 kilometers over the speed limit or 15 kilometers over the speed limit. And I think that's sort of some common guidelines, but all our officers do have discretion. So anytime we're doing manned enforcement, that's up to that officer's discretion, whether it be 3 kilometers over or 20 kilometers over.
And do you find the officers, not only with their discretion to that particular circumstance or the driver who they're interacting with, but also just their personal take on it? If you're speeding 10 kilometers over the speed limit, you should get a speeding ticket. Do you find there are some officers who are more hardline like that and some that are saying, okay, maybe need to be going 20 or 30 for me to care?
I think more than the officers themselves, our supervisors try to keep consistency throughout sort of our overall process. So, you know, they'll be working with individual officers to ensure that they provide the best guidance they can to those officers in their discretion. But I think sometimes it depends on the area and where they're doing enforcement. For example, in a school zone, there might be less tolerance level than there would be on the South Fraser Perimeter Road, Highway 17.
The speed limit on the South Fraser Perimeter Road, 80 kilometers an hour, and of course 30 for a school zone. And so, Neil, you'll find yourself, even if somebody's doing, say, 35 or 40 in a school zone, that would be enough for you to think, okay, maybe time to take action?
Especially if we've had some complaints there, either by the teachers or the parents or even the children themselves. If we receive those complaints, we might have less tolerance for anyone speeding in that particular area, depending on sort of what we've seen happen. And even if we've had a collision in that area, our tolerance level may go down as compared to someone who is on, say, the freeway of Highway 17.
This week on Ask the Chief, we're speaking with Delta Police Chief Neil Dubord. And Neil, staying with this conversation on officers using discretion, also considering the factors of the road, if it goes downhill or where exactly it is, these cameras are set up in one certain spot, and the cameras don't necessarily have that discretion. You've said before that you prefer education over photo enforcement. Is it tough to defend photo enforcement in this case, considering what you've said?
I think the locations of the cameras in this particular locations of where they are in Metro Vancouver area are in areas where they certainly are prone to many people speeding and high collision areas. That's why they were sort of installed, the red light cameras, to begin with. So we certainly support any camera that would be in an area where there is high collisions and the frequency for many speeders to happen. So although in my personal preference, I prefer that officer violator contact and that conversation that can happen each and every time a violation ticket, there is a role for photo enforcement.
These cameras will be used at 35 intersections across the province. There's that one in Delta at 84th and Nordell. But my question to you is, when you consider all the intersections along Nordell, there are some that are going downhill more so than that 84th and Nordell. Perhaps those are more deserving of speed enforcement. And just to get very local on this, you could say even 112th and Nordell Way, if you know the area, to our listeners. Do you think it was just out of convenience, the red light cameras, that's why these intersections were chosen? Or do you think it was actually thought out, these are the intersections where speeding is a problem?
I think there's two parts to that, Tim. The first part would be that the red light cameras went into areas originally where there was problems with people, you know, running red lights, whether the traffic congestion or the speeds were such that they were running red lights. So they were strategically placed to begin with. But then I think there was another level of thought put into where they will actually turn the red light cameras into speed enforcement cameras. And as a result, you know, there was some other discretion and some statistics, obviously, that were reviewed and data reviewed to be able to come up with the decisions on where they would be placed.
Now, Neil, some details that we're still waiting to find out. First of all, you know, what is that well over the posted speed limit? As mentioned, we don't have a firm number on that. But also, starting this summer, we're told these cameras are going to kick in. And to your knowledge, we don't have a specific date yet, do we?
No, correct. There's certainly some IT concerns, and we want to make sure the validity and the workings of the cameras are correct. And, you know, I'm not even positive if ICBC will ever advertise sort of the threshold of those cameras, because then that would be counterproductive to a certain extent. So we haven't had any information on that at this point in time.
Absolutely. But even going to police officers, when you're driving in your personal vehicle, Neil, is this something that officers can admit to, that they do go over the speed limit? Is this something they talk about, saying, you know what, I typically go 5 or 10 over the limit, or are all officers perfect?
No, definitely. You know, we're not perfect. We're just like everyone else. If we are speeding and we are caught in areas where we either go through a red light camera or a photo enforcement site or a laser site, we should be held accountable to that.
I appreciate your honesty. And one final question to you, Neil. As mentioned formerly with the Edmonton Police Service, you have an idea about photo radar in our provincial neighbor. For example, what exactly would be that threshold for photo radar to kick in for somebody speeding down, say, the QE2 in Alberta?
You know, in the experience in relation to photo radar, there was a threshold of approximately 10 kilometers over the speed limit. That used to be a guideline for the photo radar program that was running in Edmonton. Certainly, I can't speak to all throughout Alberta, but in Edmonton.
And you thought that was a fair limit?
You know what 10 kilometers over is? Again, depending on site locations and where it might be, certainly that seems appropriate.
Neil, that's all the time we have for this week. Thank you so much for the call.
Appreciate it, Tim. Thank you very much.
Once again, we were speaking with Delta Police Chief Neil Dubord this week on Ask the Chief. If you have a question for a local chief of police, let us know. Contact us through news1130.com or tweet us using the hashtag #AskTheChief.